we are joined by a very special guest. I say special because she's been haunting these halls for 20 some odd years.
That's right.
And you have been gone for a while. I haven't seen you in 3 years, I know of.
Okay.
Estella Rhodes is here, and I just remember you and Bob just having wonderful conversations in this little room.
Kim, I had a moment this morning when I was on my way here, and I remember 22 years ago, Bob and I did the first radio spot for the Twin Lakes Community Foundation.
How fabulous.
And, he's always in my heart because he gave us a chance to tell our story, and the results have been fabulous.
Yeah, and they give, the folks give, when they hear about the Twin Lakes Community Foundation and all the fabulous work they do, it's really different because as a donator, like let's say myself, I have a huge heart for animals and children. So let's say I have $20,000 I want to give. For let's say the Humane Society. I just ran into Carolyn from the Humane Society out here in the hall. Let's say I wanted to do that. I can do a really good job of making sure that that money keeps giving by doing it through the Twin Lakes Community Foundation. Am I correct in assuming that?
That is correct. What you would be able to do is to create an endowment. And an endowment is a charitable donation that the principal is never spent. That $20,000, and I'll take your check at the end of the day today, Kim. That $20,000 is then invested, and the interest that it earns is given back to the nonprofit on a yearly basis till the end of time. And the Community Foundation now has assets of almost $16 million. That's all invested, and money is granted out to nonprofits. We have nonprofits that have endowments, and anybody can donate and give a gift to these individual endowments. The hospital has one. Hospice has one. Hospice has several. Mm-hmm. Single parent scholarships for Marion County, the Gamma House, just to name a few.
Yes, absolutely. And if your heart lies with cancer research, maybe you want to give to Baxter Health under the umbrella of Baxter Health to the oncology department there.
Right.
There are a million things you can do with this money. But to make it truly meaningful and make it truly last, this is a living legacy, basically, when you make an endowment, right?
That's correct. It will always be there. And the Twin Lakes Community Foundation has a board of 20 community members, and even if you're not sure what you, a particular organization, but you have a desire to do something, like you mentioned, for animals,
mm-hmm.
the board has to make sure that your wishes are taken care of once you die.
And you're now the board chair over there.
I am. I just took over this year, and I'll be the board chair for the next 2 years, and I'm excited about it. And I've been associated with the Community Foundation since May of 22. So we're getting ready to start our 23rd year in the community. We just celebrated in 2022. We had a big 20-year anniversary celebration, and the community... The one thing that I've learned about Mountain Home is we are a community of givers.
Yes, we are.
We help each other in times of stress and times of needs, and the Community Foundation is right there to help.
Well, all you have to do is look at what happened at the end of May and how everybody pitched in to help after the horrible tornadoes and storms, the flooding in July, farm to fork dinner last night at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
I was there.
Figured you probably were.
Oh my gosh, it was wonderful.
Coming from you, who's a great cook, was it a terrific dinner?
It was fabulous. Those farmers rose to the occasion with their food. Then the chefs put it all together, and we had a great four-course meal. It was wonderful. The wines were good. the setup was beautiful. It was going to be outside, mm-hmm. but they moved it inside, and it was terrific.
That's always tough to do, to change things on the fly, and look at how all these people came together right. and handled it. That's Mountain Home.
Right. The farmer's market was in full swing. Jeff Quick was there, mm-hmm. Sally Gilbert. They did a great job.
Yeah. It looked like everybody had a wonderful time, yes. and 70,000 meals. I mean, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
No.
So can I hope that you're going to come and talk to me each week now for the next couple of years as board director?
I would love to come each week, but I think I can only come every month.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Once a month. Well, I was kind of looking forward to maybe an appetizer or, you know, something.
I know. We laughed about this a moment ago, but one year Bob had the idea of sharing recipes online.
Yes.
It was after I was doing the articles in Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got together and we figured out some recipes that we could share, and then he put them on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most fun with that. And it was kind of strange. Here we go from talking about endowments, and Bob wanted to talk about food.
Food.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
That was the cranberry relish incident, which yes. I made and I loved. And he did not. He would rather have his cranberry relish out of a can.
You know, and that's that's a very personal thing.
It's a very personal thing.
Do you want a relish or do you want it out of the can?
There you go. Do you want it homemade? Do you want it out of the can? It is a thing.
But we had fun with it.
Yes, we did.
And just a lot of good times being on the air with Bob. And then afterwards, we would always sit here and kind of talk a little bit about the community.
Yeah, you did. And he always enjoyed having you here.
And I loved it.
Yeah, he spoke so highly of you, of so many people, but you were definitely
one of my favorites.
That's funny. You were one of his, too. So if somebody wants to get involved with Twin Lakes Community Foundation, it's really easy, isn't it?
Yes, we do have an executive director, Kimberly Jones, and I have her phone number just in case anybody wants that. And you can always Google Twin Lakes Community Foundation. Our office is local. It's at FSIS office. They have given us a space there, and she's there during the week and can make anything happen. The endowments are really only limited by the creativity of the individual.
That's a good point.
And Kim, I could sit here and talk for an hour, although you're not going to let me, about different stories about people who have created endowments for their personal charitable intent. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to hear those stories.
It is. I think we should do maybe a little more delving into that as we go through the year.
We'll do
Let's do that. Because I would like to know who some of those pioneers in the giving were. Mm-hmm. And I think that folks need to know what kind of generosity we have.
We always think we tell our story enough, but then you run across that individual that will say, now what does the Twin Lakes Community Foundation do? And then you realize you never can tell your story too many times.
That's a very good point, my friend, a really good point.
Yeah.
There are people moving here every day. There are people arriving here all the time that have no idea about the Twin Lakes Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's under the umbrella of the Arkansas Community Foundation.
That is correct. And there are 25 community foundations around the state. The Twin Lakes Community Foundation covers four counties, Baxter, Marion, Fulton, and Isser counties.
Mm-hmm.
And we have board representation for those counties on the foundation board.
That's awesome. So they try to make sure that the money is spent well and spread out nicely amongst the counties.
I remember, can I tell one little short story?
Sure, absolutely.
This was Christmas of 23, I had just started with the community foundation. I was at home trying to get things organized for Christmas dinner. The phone rings. There's a lady from Dallas. She said, I'm trying to find someone with the Twin Lakes Community Foundation. I said, well, you reached the right person. She said, I want to do something for Marion County. My family spent summers there. Life has been good to us, and I want to give back. And she said, but I have to do it by the 31st of the month.
Oh.
I said, okay, write your check. Here's my address. Your endowment's created. So 5 days later, the check was in the mail. I received it. We created our endowment. And that endowment now has grown to several hundred thousand dollars.
Wow.
And the money that has been, that money's been invested and what it has created goes back to Marin County.
That is so awesome. What a great story.
And then the board members from Marin County know the needs of that county. So they work with, through the executive director and the donor, figure out what can we do. So that's one of my favorite stories.
That is a great story. Estella Rhodes, thank you so much for coming
thank
in today.
You, and I just love being here and seeing Sammy and you and it.
Kind of the new
I'll
crew.
Look forward to it.
Yeah,
that's right.
We've kind of taken over things and we're having fun with it as well. And we need our old friends to come back and join
us. Well, and our community is a lot better off because of KTLO.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for the things that you all do.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Estella, such a wonderful, you are such an inspirational woman to me.
Well,
I just want you to know that I admire you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you more and learn more.
We'll do that.
All right.
Till next month.
Till next month.